Hi, I'm here to see the...
Psychic? Yes, I know. She's next door.
Oh. Well, I thought that...
No, I'm the psychologist.
But you can also...
Read minds? No, that's not what psychologists do.
But then how did you know...
Common misconception.
I see. And tell me, if you had to guess...
18th of November...
How did you know that?
Lucky guess.
No, you are a psychic. You must be.
How would you know? Are you psychic? I'm kidding, I know you're not.
How?
Because if you were, you'd know I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. All right, well, I'm gonna...
Go next door. Yeah.
Okay. Come in! Tell me about your childhood!
Welcome to Sketching Out.
There's a cat on my computer at the moment.
Malcolm's written in. Malcolm says, hey, I had the podcast on because you asked me to, and... I couldn't help but notice that in one of the episodes, I thought I could hear the sounds of a cat licking itself in the background.
Thank you for writing in, Malcolm. Always nice to hear from you. You're right about the cat.
You're right about the cat.
That you probably were hearing it.
It's a cat, Malcolm. It licked itself.
Cats lick themselves a lot. They stay very clean.
This isn't a cat-proof room we're in.
No, but neither is it a cat podcast.
No, it's not a cat-based podcast, so we'd rather not talk about it. But thank you.
We look forward to hearing from you again soon, Malcolm. Are you psychic?
Let me just cross that question off.
Well, that tells me everything you need to know.
Yeah, I had that question as well.
Okay.
I mean, we're all psychic in a way, really, aren't we? Because we can interpret other people's feelings, often incorrectly, sometimes correctly.
Yeah, like nonverbal cues.
Yeah, we can anticipate aggression. Is that not psychicness?
I guess, like, by definition, the psychic...
Yeah, what is the definition of psychic, Adam?
Psychic has to be something that most people can't do, right? As in, it has to be a supernatural thing.
Does it? Says who?
Says me. We're going to work with this working definition of psychic.
Okay, so you're thinking about psychic in terms of, like, telepathy?
For example, or, like, seances, communicating with the dead.
Do you think we can communicate with the dead?
I think it would be very useful because there's a lot of people that it would be really, really difficult to communicate with. Like, as in, if I wanted to talk to Ainsley Harriott, yeah. I can't just call up Ainsley Harriott. I don't have his number.
Right.
But if I could communicate with the dead, I can wait for Ainsley Harriott to die. And then after that, I get all the airtime with Ainsley Harriott that I want.
So you can call any dead person?
I assume so. But that's, okay. As in, if you had that skill... Fantastic.
That would be, yeah, that would, but so...
There are so many living people you can't call.
Yeah, that we have to wait to die.
Yes.
You wouldn't go so far as to expedite the death if you were desperate to speak to them, though. That's
how
a risk.
How desperate? Why do I need to talk to Ainsley Harriott?
Because you bought a TV off Gumtree,
yeah.
And it was his TV because they're getting rid of his house, but there's a code to log into the TV. And only, they were like, do you have the code? And they were like, oh, only Ainsley had the code.
Yeah.
No, he's not dead.
No. But when he dies. I'll be able to watch that TV.
Yeah,
and
the TV.
He'll probably die before me.
My friend invited me to a Zoom class thing, which was about moon charts. And
moon charts?
Yeah. And you had to, like, send your birthday beforehand. So a moon chart, Adam, is... a chart that tracks the moon,
uh-huh.
And tracks where the planets were in the sky,
mm-hmm.
at like the time of your birth, where your moon was. So it's kind of like star charts, but it's the moon instead of the stars.
Is the chart accurate?
What do you mean?
Is the
alignment... was the moon in the right place? I have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
Who would I go to verify this information? NASA. Excuse me, NASA, where was the moon at the time of my birth? It's like,
oh, thanks for calling. Just give us one second.
Give us one second. It's like, we actually outsourced the department to the psychics. It was good.
Did you learn? What did you learn?
She said a lot of things that were true about me. She just Facebooked me, probably.
Right. And your Facebook?
Checked out my Instagram from 2009 or something.
And thought?
It's like, you enjoy apple sours in clubs. Like, yes. What is the difference between a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and a podiatrist?
A podiatrist is a medical health professional, and they treat mental illness with feet. They apply the feet directly to the skull.
Okay.
And massage it.
Whose feet?
First the patient's, and then the
patient's feet.
Patient's feet, and then the podiatrist.
Okay. Is it an effective treatment?
It's controversial. Patient's feet go on the temples, and the podiatrist's feet go on the front and back. So you're attacking the mental illness from four sides.
Oh, okay.
From 4 feet.
Where does the mental illness go if it's being attacked by from four sides?
It goes into the foot, but you know how your feet have really thick skin on the bottom?
Yeah.
So that just absorbs all the mental
illness. Is that what that's for?
It's a use of, I mean, I guess because it's kind of arbitrary, right? Because we've used it for that purpose. So we say that's what it's for, but I think, you know, it probably has other uses.
Right.
It's super absorbent, the skin on your foot.
Once you're done, do they like wring the feet out?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You go to one of those foot places where they have the little sharks in the tank and you stick your feet in and they just nibble all the mental illness out of it.
Oh, that's what they're for.
Yes.
Where did they go then if they were... They all disappeared in like an afternoon.
What's that?
There was loads of fish eating feet shops just sprung up around the UK everywhere.
Yeah.
Like vape shops, and then they disappeared. Where are all the vapes? And where are all the fish eating fish?
All right, lovely. The next sketch is called Age. You got an ID, mate?
No, I actually don't. Sorry, the DVLA still have my license. I sent it to them back in July, but they still
haven't. No ID, no entry, mate.
Oh, man, come on, really? I'm 28. I have a beard.
Plenty of underage people have beards.
I don't think that's true.
It is true. We had a kid with Cushing's disease talk his way in the other night. Only 7 years old. We didn't realise that he kept putting his hand up asking to go to the toilet.
All right, well, I don't think
that... How old do you think I am?
What?
How old?
25?
No. No, that's not right. How old is that woman?
28?
Miss, are you 28?
Yeah.
50% is not a good score. Look, for valid insurance and alcohol licensing, the proprietor of an establishment and their employees must be able, on the spot, to guess the ages of their customers with 55% accuracy. If you were in charge, you'd have lost this place its license and your job. That's why I'm in charge. I've been doing this for 45 years. So you see, I can't be 25. I'm one of the best. I have an average score of 82%. Watch. That person's 29, she's 64, she's 34, he's 89. I can do this all day.
Okay, well, please don't.
Not just people either. That bridge was built in 46, the paving stones were put down in March, I bought this bank last week.
All right, I mean, I get it.
I used to be the bouncer at the White House, mate, and after that, the circus. Hello? Don't walk away from me, I'm not done with you.
In you come, lambs, the service is about to start.
Reverend, this guy isn't letting me in.
Oh, let him through, Stephen, he's a regular.
Thank you.
Frisk him.
Greensleeves would have been different if they'd had clubs back in Tudor times, wouldn't it?
Because it would have been about the club instead.
It'd be like Greensleeves about the club, yeah.
Okay.
He'd be like, she got them greensleeves in the club. I wanna get with you. Oh, why don't you show me them greensleeves? Why don't you show me them greensleeves, Anne Boleyn? Why don't you show me them greensleeves? Uh-huh.
The Pope says I'm not to be with you, but I say, hey, baby, let's pave our own way.
Get the
Church of England, I do what I want, and I marry you today, because I do what I want in the club.
Greensleeves. That's right, them greensleeves. Yeah. Do you think that's why he beheaded Anne Boleyn? Do you think she lost his ticket for the cloakroom?
The cloakroom? So not even the they got into the club. He checked in his coat.
Yeah, he gave his... And then he didn't have pockets.
Is it the fur coat? Because
he didn't have a coat. It's the fur
coat. The fur coat that he's always wearing.
Yeah.
So, okay, fair enough. So it's Henry VIII's favourite coat.
Yeah.
And Anne Boleyn's lost the ticket. He said, look, hello, mate. My name's Henry VIII.
Hello.
Hi. You probably remember me. I came in earlier.
Ticket, mate. Need your ticket.
So I actually don't... I don't have my ticket.
Right.
And I gave it to my wife.
You're going to need to stay till the end of the night, mate. You know, anything that's left over, we'll have a look. What does it look like?
It's fur coat. It's an orangey brown fur coat.
Lot of fur coats. Kingly. Kingly fur coat. Lot of fur coats in here.
Well, can I see and I'll tell you which one is mine? I can't stay till the end of the
night. I'm not going to bring them all out to you, mate.
I can't stay.
It's a busy night. It's a busy night.
Listen, mate. If you don't get me this coat, I'm going to chop my wife's head off. Now, if you
can't do that, that's murder.
What did you just say?
You can't do that.
I'm...
Who do you think you are?
I'm the king. I'm King Henry VIII. I'm your king.
Prove it. You got any ID?
Yeah, but it's in my coat.
Right. Well then, I guess we're at a bit of an impasse, Your Majesty. This guy's threatening to chop off his wife's head.
Yeah, well, look, okay, I mean, I can do that. I'm the king. And if you would just let me go through some of the pockets...
Not in here, you're not, mate. In the cloakroom, I'm king. All right? I'm cloakroom the 8th. My father was cloakroom man before him.
There haven't been 8 cloakrooms.
There have. This club's rebranded 8 times. It used to be the House of Lancasters. Now it's the Tudor's Arms Club. Rebranded as Tudor at one point. Spelled T-U-D-A-H.
What time does the club end?
4 more hours.
Fuck.
I know.
And you fuck this whole thing.
You should go and catch this Catherine Parr's set on in half an hour.
She
remixes Green Sleeves. Come back to me in a few hours, mate.
I wrote Green Sleeves.
Yeah, of course you did. Look, there's plenty of people behind you. Don't make me get ye old security on you.
Ye old security is me old security. It is my security.
My security? I take my orders from God and the king, all right? Now, the crown and the throne are the two pillars that keep our great society upheld.
I'm wearing a crown. Oh, wait, no, I checked that in as well. Did you ever have a fake ID?
I had a fake ID, and I also doctored my ID back in the day. Ooh. Which was dangerous, but I didn't realise it at the time.
Why is it dangerous?
It's forgery, as in we were editing our passports. Yes. and our...
Well, I think having a fake ID is also fraud.
Yeah, but it was so obviously a fake ID.
Right. As in that's part of the game. Games are games, but if you start doctoring legal documents...
European motorbike driver's permit. I would also use other people's IDs that were 18.
Same. I could use your ID. A lot of people say we look alike.
Yeah, people do say that. Is there anything... I am a year older than you. Is there anything that I'll be able to do that you won't be... Retire,
get a pension.
Could I borrow your ID?
Free prescriptions, free bus travel.
Oh yeah, you could use my free bus pass for a year.
Oh my God, yeah, I can.
That would be so exciting. There won't be buses then.
Oh no, we'll take the hovercraft.
Yeah, we'll take the hovercraft through the hot desert. Could I borrow your hot desert pass? As a 64-year-old, I have to stay in the steaming wasteland, but you're taken to Euthanasia Valley at the age of 65, and I'd like to come with you. No one ever comes back because it's so good. What do you think the best age will be?
I reckon I'll be happiest when I'm like 60.
Okay.
I don't know why I think that.
What do you envisage Adam at 60 is life?
Oh.
Fade in. A cottage.
Yes, it would be a cottage.
In the middle of a city.
Oh. Probably will be something like that.
Huge steamrollers parked outside, ready to destroy the last cottage so that they can build more city.
And what am I? Am I protesting?
Refusing to leave.
To leave because they're building HS7. Actually, that's ridiculous. They'll only have just built HS2. Ha ha. So I'm just in my house. I'm like, what's his name in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Or Up.
Or any of the house person protests.
You know
the ones. I'm in there in my dressing gown drinking my cup of tea.
Yeah, there's a knock on the door. It's a lawyer.
My wife is saying, maybe we should just take the 75 million they're offering to go through here. And I'm just staunchly opposed
to it. You refuse for it to be turned into a Cafe Nero.
Yes.
You hate Cafe Nero.
Yes, because
you've always been a Costa man.
Because when I was in my 40s, I went to a Cafe Nero and I was insulted. Or I think I was, I'm not sure. Didn't hear them properly.
What did they do at Cafe Nero?
They do coffee. What did they do to me? Well, I asked for oat milk and I'm pretty sure they gave me almond milk, but I'm not 100% sure. And I don't know if they did it on purpose, but I think they did.
That's enough to turn you against a coffee chain now, though, because there's so many of them.
Exactly. You have so much choice that it's just like, even if you're not sure if one has insulted you deliberately,
yeah,
why stay with it? It's not worth the risk.
No.
When there are so many others.
In the sketch,
yes,
the person was putting their hand up to go to the toilet, which was causing all sorts of problems.
Yeah.
Do you ever put your hands up for anything anymore?
I do it for the club. I'll put my hands up in the air.
Put your hands up in the air for the club.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's probably the only time now that I do put my hand. I thought my life would have more hand up in the air.
We use a lot of the like very high up surfaces in the kitchen. My flatmate's very tall, so I'm often putting my hand up to try and.
Yeah,
get
but he's not trying to get attention.
Oh no!
Do you ever put your hand up to get attention anymore?
Well, sometimes I'll be putting my hand up to try and reach for the thing, and that will get Melvin's attention. He'll come and get it for me because it's too high.
Okay. But you're never, like, in a, I don't know, restaurant I've put my hand up before in a restaurant.
Put my hand up and sort of done the half hand up, half checks, half, check sign.
Half check sign, I'll half hand the, up, I'll half like...
Do my weird signature.
Just like, ooh, sorry face.
Yes.
Oh,
I've got, do you mind if... I'm alive. Please take my money. I'm sorry.
I'll crawl out into the ditch where I belong. Okay, well, let's get into another sketch, shall we? This one is called Frisbee. Hey, Sarah, are you done with that regular boring old frisbee?
Yeah.
Struggling to make it soar?
Yeah.
Wish you could throw it above the clouds?
Yeah.
Then get ready to try this ultimate flying disc! It'll slice the head right off Zeus all the way in Olympus!
Ultimate flying disc!
Hades, what are you doing?
Not much, bro. What are you up to?
Are you trying to get a little girl to assassinate me again?
What? No.
Hey, girl. Put down that ultimate flying disc.
I like you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Zeus is an angry god, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Furious.
Full of piss and vinegar.
Piss and vinegar and lightning bolts.
Piss and vinegar, where does that phrase come from?
Well, what does piss and vinegar mean? Is it someone's full of piss
and vinegar? Full of piss and vinegar is kind of like venom.
Right.
You want piss on those chips?
No.
No, just vinegar.
Just vinegar. Please. Piss and vinegar,
it's like,
well,
it is. They come together.
Yeah.
It's in the same bottle.
But can I just have the vinegar? And it's like, yeah, no, they're already mixed up.
They come mixed up from the factory.
Oh.
The piss and vinegar.
Oh, fair enough.
I guess I'll have the piss and vinegar then.
Yeah.
It's better than no vinegar.
Yeah, and then that person was full of venom all night because they had to eat pissy vinegar. And then their person said,
pissy vinegary chip.
That person's full of piss and vinegar.
Exactly. And the etymology of piss and vinegar was born.
Hmm.
Well, I'm glad we solved that.
Yeah.
All right.
The inventor of the frisbee, his ashes were turned into a frisbee when he died.
Really?
That's actually true. Ed Hedricks, or Steady Ed, as he was known, wished for his ashes to be incorporated into a limited number of frisbees when he died, which were given to friends and family.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So he found success in his lifetime then?
Yeah.
He wasn't Van Gogh?
No. So he invented, I think, the frisbee that we have now. And
what was before then?
So before then was like a smaller version, which was invented by Walter Frederick Morrison. Walter Frederick Morrison got the idea when he was throwing a popcorn lid. Yeah, I don't know what that is either. And he was throwing it with a friend. And then he realized that a cake tin was even better.
So, I don't believe that no one came up with this idea thousands of years before.
No, they didn't. Because they didn't. Well, they didn't have cake tins thousands of years ago.
That's true.
So he was throwing this cake tin with his girlfriend, whom he later married. It's a lovely story, on Santa Monica Beach in California. And someone paid them 25 cents to have the cake tin that they were using as a, what is now known as a frisbee.
And then he just started making frisbees.
And he said, then the wheels got turning because cake tins only cost 5 cents. This person's offered me 25 cents. There's business there. That's actually what he said. It's quoted on Wikipedia.
But when did they stop being cake tins?
When he turned it into the frisbee.
When plastic came in.
Yeah.
When was
this? 50s.
Oh, wow. Do you know why it was called a frisbee?
Well, it was their second attempt.
Awful. As in, what, a frisee?
Very good.
Yeah. Can you throw a frisbee? Are you good at frisbee?
No. Well, I don't think so. I haven't thrown anything except that flying ring thing, which is very easy.
Okay, well, let's talk about the elephant-sized flying ring in the room.
I can throw the flying ring.
Everyone can throw the flying ring.
Yeah, did he not realize? That's why it's so great. It's so much fun.
If you take the middle out of a frisbee, it's much easier.
Weird, isn't it? And why is that?
How long did it take them to figure that out? And it's cheaper to make. Less material.
The inventor of the amazing flying ring that everyone has.
Yeah, the yellow one.
The yellow one is also the inventor, little known fact, of the AeroPress, which is the contraption that you use to make coffee.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Who is this chap?
Oh, I can't remember his name. He might be knighted. He should be knighted. Those are two actually incredible inventions. They both work so well.
Anyway, any other toys? Stretch Armstrong. Do you remember Stretch Armstrong?
I do. I didn't Stretch have Armstrong. One. Did you break it?
I broke two.
Yeah. Not Hands that out. Stretchy.
No, he was pretty stretchy.
Sure.
Not stretchy enough.
Every what we learned from Stretch Armstrong is that no matter how stretchy you are,
yeah,
there's always going to be a point where you can stretch no further. And you should remember that.
You shouldn't encourage kids to stretch a toy because they will rip it.
They'll stretch
and
it.
They'll find out that what was inside of it was basically like asbestos. I don't know what it was, but I don't think it was good. But that's all I had to eat. I was locked in a room with two Stretch Armstrong. I'm not going to eat the Bop-It.
Did you like, are you into Action Man? I wasn't that into Action Man.
No, I was into Action Man in that I was given one for Christmas, even though I wasn't that bothered. But he was a underwater sea diving Action Man. And he truly was the greatest hero of them all. Once my sister, I was on holiday, and my sister took my Action Man and said, oh, he's the scuba one, so we'll throw him off the roof into the pool. She missed the pool. He shattered into many pieces.
That's right, because actually scuba divers, they don't get into the water from roofs.
No. And
so him being a scuba diver shouldn't have had anything to do with him being on a roof. Did you ever play Ultimate Frisbee at UNA?
No, but I did. So I never played Ultimate Frisbee, but in the park nearby, I saw a bunch of athletic young 20-somethings playing a game of Quidditch.
Sorry?
Quidditch.
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 Go on.
Do you not know this? Have you never seen people play Quidditch before? It was a thing at university. It started being a thing at university. You don't actually play Wizard Quidditch. You play Quidditch.
Okay.
Play Muggle Quidditch.
Okay.
I think you have to have something between your legs, like a pole.
Right.
And the rest of it is the same.
Okay, I think still there have are a few questions.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same apart from that.
What about the snitch, the golden snitch?
I think someone is the snitch.
Okay, that sounds
fun.
I
was thinking about this when I was running past. I was like, surely the snitch has to be the fittest person there by a mile.
Or maybe no, they just don't have the broom between their legs, so they have that advantage.
Oh, yeah, no, maybe that's right. You should definitely help with the invention of Quidditch. I would have just picked, like, Usain Bolt, and he would have been the only person who could be the snitch.
In every game of Quidditch all over the world.
Yeah, imagine how exhausted he'd be.
He's like Virgin Media calling him, asking him to do his adverts, and yeah, he's like, I can't.
I'm the Quidditch.
I've got this Quidditch game in Watford, the Harry Potter set, and then I've got to get to the Harry Potter set in Orlando, and they're like, can you not come for 5 minutes and just tell everyone how fast our Virgin Media broadband is? And he's like, I can't. I'm so busy.
I've got responsibilities.
Got Quidditch.
I've got Quidditch. I ain't no snitch, but I am a snitch.
I'm the golden snitch.
I'm the golden snitch.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Excellent. Very good. DJ, thank you for joining us this week on Sketching Out. May you never lose your ticket for the cloakroom.
And if you do give it to a friend to hold on to, you know, you're not taking responsibility and you should be lenient if they lose it.
Don't behead them.
Never. There's never a good reason to behead someone.
And if you want good moon luck this coming moon, visit us at coldplatescomedy.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
Send us a moon message.
Yeah. And give us a rating on Apple Podcasts and give us a comment. Let us know your moon sign.
And check your frisbee. It might have the ashes of the inventor in it.
Have a wonderful week. It's getting chilly, so make sure you've got good amount of layers on.
Colds are back in. Don't catch a cold.
I've got sinusitis. I wouldn't recommend it. 2 stars, IMDb.